You're listening to the Worshiping Musician Podcast. The reason we exist is to equip, develop, and release confident worshipers. We want to empower and increase confidence in musicians, singers, and artists to produce effectual worship unto God. Worshipers first, musicians second. Our hope is this will be a blessing to you today. Enjoy.
All right, thank you for joining me here at the Worshiping Musician Podcast. The podcast is about announcing God's presence, which reminds me, I announced to you today, April the 6th, we're going to have the Worshiping Musician Workshop here in New Creation in Salt Lake City. That's my church. And so come on out. All the information will be in the description. You could also, so you could register, okay? Look, thank you for joining me. I want to say to all those that have sponsored and supported the Worshiping Musician Podcast and that sponsor, thank you very much for your support. I just want to say, hey, God bless you, and may the Lord keep on blessing you more and more, man. So, because God is good. Look, also want to let you know that we also have a Patreon. So it's only $5 a month. There's some content there, but there's also some exclusive stuff and discounts that you get on our products. So you could go in there and look at that, okay? So also, I just want to say that if you enjoy the podcast, hey, share it with somebody. If you don't like it, well, share it with somebody else. That's all I just got to say about that. But you know what? God is faithful. And today, you know, I want to talk to you, just real short message. Before I go on, the theme for the workshop is Keys for Intimacy and Authority. Keys for Intimacy and Authority. That's going to be our theme. I'm going to have Diego Rodriguez from K2 Church. I'm also going to have Gene. She's going to be talking about dancing and flagging. I'm excited about that. Monique, my wife, she's going to be teaching also. She's going to be teaching about intimacy leading to authority. Come on, somebody. That's going to be real good. So I'm really excited about that. So, hey, look, listen. And then I'm going to be teaching on keys of authority, okay, as a minstrel, as musicians, because we all have keys. Look, I have a question, and you saw my title for this podcast. Is your worship for sale? Is your worship for sale? You know, we say, how was worship? And we got to remove that Christian vernacular from our thinking. How is the word? Because that question is only the subject to the worship that it can answer. Come on, how was worship really? You know, and because our culture, you know, we don't know how to experience and really worship the Lord. We have this kind of good worship feeling, and so in essence, we worship ourselves. And idolatry can sneak in, and it's something that just kind of sneaks in because we're gauging our worship instead of asking the Lord, Lord, this worship is for you and you alone, and that's it. That's how the priests they understood that that their duty and their privilege was to worship God. That was the way of the priest. That's the way of the worshiper, is that its mentality is to worship the Lord, and that's it. That's it. We don't go around saying, okay, hey, how was the worship? No. What we do say is like, I hope the Lord was pleased with our worship. I know some people aren't going to like this, but you know, God dwells in praise, and when we pray, he is in our midst. Amen. So priests understood that worship is not for them, it is for God. Worship is for God. You know, Chris Burns, he wrote, our worship is our love manifested. So our worship is love, but it's manifested in the one in who we love, not how good we sound. You know, Jesus, okay, check this out. Jesus fasted for 40 days, and he went into the wilderness. And you remember, the enemy took Jesus to a high place and showed him the kingdoms of the world and all their glory. And he gets to the point right here with Jesus. He says, look, what I'm really after is worship. If you bow down and give me worship, I'll give you the very thing you long for and were promised by your Father. See, you have to remember here. In Psalms 2, it declares, it says that it has always been the plan of the Father to sum all things up in Christ. Come on. See, the enemy was not offering something Jesus didn't want. He was offering Jesus something that had already been promised to him by his inheritance and destiny from God. He does the same thing with us today. He tries to offer up money and shortcuts, sell our character and our integrity, our values, and the whisper of the Holy Spirit. So walk in your destiny, he says. No time for intimacy with God? Really? No worries, no time for family? Really? No time for anything else? And so it's overemphasized sometimes in our Christian culture that it becomes an idol. And you have only one destiny, and that is to be conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. He is worthy. The Lamb of God is worthy of the reward of every nation that will bow down to him. You see, my calling and my destiny is all just one puzzle or one piece of the puzzle in the grand scheme of the plan of God to sum up all things up in Christ Jesus, the Son. So when we read there, in Psalms 2, verse 7 and 8, it says, they will all come and bow down at the feet of Jesus. Amen. So don't settle and don't sell your gift and your talents, your worship, to something that's less of. Because God wants a pure worship. He wants your full attention. He wants everything that belongs to him. The attitude of the worshiper, the minstrel, is to love God. That might mean someone who loves God, not based on how it touches God, but how it touched them. Worship is so important to God. When we worship, it becomes all about how it makes us feel or how it impacted us. It only reveals how shallow our worship really is. We worship Him and Him alone. It's all about Him. Our worship is not for sale. Worship can never be judged by how it makes us feel. Worship is all about Him and for Him. I'm stressing that. Let us not sell our worship short in the sense of what we think we can offer, but that we offer up to the Lord everything, 110%. Ask the right questions. Lord, open my ears, open my heart, open my mind, open my spirit so that I could understand what it is to be a priest, a priestly minstrel, a priestly worshiper. So, Father, I just thank you that I have the privilege and the duty to worship you. It is my duty to worship you. It is my privilege to worship you. So, Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you right now that you are more than we really think you are. And I say that because that's a key, because we tend to think less and he is more. He is more. This is such a key that we could get into and understand the way of the bride, the way of the minstrel, and the way of the psalmist is the way of the Lord. That we're sold out to him and him alone. Forgive us, Lord, of our shortcomings. I don't want to go to church on Sunday and just sing. I want to go to sacrifice, have a sacrificial worship unto you, Lord. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for all my friends that are listening and all for you that what you are doing, that, Lord, you will be magnified, Lord, and that you will be exalted, that we will lift you up in the name of Jesus. So I offer up this prayer, Lord. I offer myself up to you, that I want to hear you. Open our ears, open our mind, our soul, and our spirit to hear from you, so that we could walk in your precepts, in your righteousness through Christ Jesus. Jesus, forgive us for making it about us. We want to make it about you and you alone. In Jesus' mighty name. Hey, well, thank you for joining us. And share it with somebody, like I said. All the information will be in the show notes or in the description, I'm sorry, about the upcoming events that we're having. And please subscribe and rate. I don't say that enough, but I'm not about any of those algorithms or any of those things, but we want to be able to exalt Christ and announce God's presence wherever we go. God bless you, and we'll talk to you later.